discussing today with Tim Palmer at the National Association of Conservation Districts. Let's talk a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, Casey, we represent National Association of Conservation Districts, represents nearly 3,000 conservation districts from Maine to Guam, and every one of those states and territories have a conservation district that help serve the public, the producers there, addressing local needs, and so bottom-up requests for conservation funding, for programs that help them deal with what's important to them at that local level.
What are you hearing mainly that the biggest issues right now are as far as conservation goes?
Well, the climate conversation is very important to our producers. How do they factor in? You know, there's any number of conservation credits, environmental credits that are coming online. What does that mean? What does it mean to the general public to see that producers are using regenerative practices to help, store carbon, to clean up the water, to help reduce flooding, which are really high dollar expenses, water flooding is a huge expense.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I was going to say, now it's kind of nice because farmers are being rewarded for practicing great conservation.
Yeah, they are. We're kind of in a gray area with our conservation or carbon storage programs, partly because the Paris Accord rules say that it has to be something new. Mm-hmm. And so our producers that have been doing for 30, 40 years, been doing no-till and crop rotations and adding grazing to the program or maintaining grazing to a program don't qualify under the international rules. So we're trying to figure out a way to utilize that expertise and make sure that they're continue to be part of the solution and not standing on the sidelines, letting everybody else try to figure out what they already know.
Right, because farmers are some of the best conservationists around, right?
That's right. Absolutely. That's absolutely right.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by the booth.